Men from all around the world have repetitively told me that my work is life-changing. And yet, just today, I was alerted that one of the biggest newspapers in my country is gathering propaganda against us. The journalist said, and I quote, "Does your child watch videos by Hamza? Is it worrying you? Looking to speak to parents who are concerned about their kids watching YouTubers who promote toxic masculinity." I thought we were past this. We are not toxic. We are young men coming together to improve our lives so that we can become contributing members of society. Young men working to become fantastic father figures for their future children. This is exactly what we need more of in this modern day. Although it saddens me that some other people don't understand us, I am deeply passionate and proud of the work I've done so far and the projects that I continue to work on. I relate everything to the primal, ancient days. And back then, thousands of years ago, men gathered in tribes because they were stronger together. But now, under scrutiny and modern-day loneliness, each man is segregated from his brother. Ben Nevis is literally the tallest mountain in the UK. Every few weeks, someone actually dies on this hike. Of course, I wasn't gonna let that happen. We had men from all around the world come to this meetup, make friends, and conquer a masculine challenge together. It was an incredible, wholesome experience.
Incredible. I feel fucking incredible.
Accomplishment.
With these men. Oh. Brotherhood.
Yeah.
There's no other feeling that can replicate this.
Bro, we fucking did it.
I feel accomplished.
I feel proud of myself.
I mean, it was incredible.
It was beautiful, bro.
It's sick, bro, but my brain's more tired than my body is just from the amount of deep conversations we were having.
Majestic.
Emotionally intimate.
Had the best time, bro. That's what I can say.
Just like 30 people like you've never met before, and people who have so much more value, people who have so much more like life experience than you do, and just being able to like hear those conversations, just like it's like being in a room, pretty much. It's being in the room where things happen.
The connections.
Having this company, having like-minded individuals, just communicating with people, brainstorming.
When I had the ability to lead, it felt empowering to have the responsibility and also the sort of trust from my brothers that I could lead them.
It was probably walking back down when the sun started coming out, having those conversations on the way down after just being in that cold ass water.
You sat there sharing food, the sun came out, it was warm. It's very peaceful, it's very nice, very nice.
It was just exhilarating. We were just in the moment, we had nothing else to be doing, we just had to survive. That was our only mission, and we did that.
Try and make the next one, because everyone here is on the same journey and you won't be alone.
What the fuck are you doing? You're playing a video game like a motherfucking Jeffrey, instead of climbing to mountains with real men.
I feel like all of us at some point started in a point where like they're socially like isolated, they're like desperate in that way, they're nihilistic. And
being lonely is tough, I know. I've been lonely. The cure for that is building relationships. If you're sitting at home, I'm lonely, take extreme ownership of your situation and start doing something about your loneliness. The best way to connect with friends is going on a hike or training together, doing something physical with other men that are on the same mindset as you. You will just create real brothers, and I believe, or not I believe, I know, without true brothers, you are nothing. You need brothers to have good mental health.
That's what I'm saying.